I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. 6-2, the final score. Royals sweep the Guardians out of town. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the franchise record that we all assumed was eventually going to happen, a franchise record for losses, that's no longer a certainty. Royals with 9 games to play, if they can win 6 of the remaining 9, they will avoid the dubious history of worst record in franchise history. Big win today, 6-2, they take the finale from Cleveland. Phone lines are open. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Listen, if the calendar didn't read September, I would start and maybe talk the entire show about Angel Zerpa. The 23-year-old left-hander spins 5 1/3 innings of shutout baseball. Needs 78 pitches to get through 5 1/3. Very impressive. As impressive a performance from Zerpa as we've seen from him at the big league level. Actually, more in line with what I was expecting from Angel Zerpa coming into, well, last season and this season again. The stoic strike thrower. How many times you heard me talk about Angel Zerpa as the stoic strike thrower? That's exactly what he was today. Very impressive. He scatters, what, 3 hits across 5 1/3? And not a lot of loud contact. Honestly, I think of the 19 batters that he faced, almost 1/3 of them just dribbled it back to the mound. Very soft contact today from Angel Zerpa. Very impressive. But the calendar does read September. As a matter of fact, it reads September 20th. Angel Zerpa deserves the conversation, deserves the praise, but we got 9 games left. I'm going to feel about Angel Zerpa at the beginning of next season the way I feel about him right now, regardless what he did today, regardless what he does a week from now. I mentioned this on the On Deck Show earlier today, and I've mentioned it now for weeks. To me, the only individuals on this team that have something to lose and something to gain in the season's final few weeks are those 24-year-olds. And boy, did they put on a show today. We talked MJ Melendez and talked to MJ Melendez on yesterday's postgame show. MJ matches a career high with 3 walks. Nelson Velasquez belts his 12th home run since joining the Royals. Nick Lofton has another multi-hit game. And Drew Waters has his first career multi-steal game and now has back-to-back multi-hit games. The 24-year-olds put on a show today and the Royals win 6-2. And speaking of, kind enough to dial us up after this 4-run victory is Royals center fielder Drew Waters, 2 for 3 with a pair of bags and a run scored. Drew, thank you very much for the time. What's impressing you right now about the way your team's playing?
You know, I think just overall, you're really starting to see us play as a team. You know, with us being a young team, a lot of times, you know, early in the year, you get to the big leagues and you're worried about staying. But as the season's gone on and the more experience, you know, we have and the more comfortable we get, it's less about us as individuals and more about just playing as a team and trying to win the ball game.
As for you specifically, the first half of the season, you're dealing with injuries, you're trying to get your timing back, but since the All-Star break, that OPS is approaching 750. You got more than a dozen stolen bases. How would you describe your 2023 and how you're feeling heading into the offseason?
I mean, 2023 as a whole, it's been a good year, but it's been a learning year for sure. There's things that you learn at the big league level that, you know, you don't really learn in the minor leagues. And like you mentioned, I was dealing with some injuries, so coming back from that wasn't, easy, but we got through it. And this season's just been up and downs, but that's what baseball is, and you know, the really good players are able to make the downs of the game last a short amount of time.
What have you learned this year that's going to that you're going to attempt to implement this offseason, next spring training? What's that lesson from this campaign that you're going to use next year?
I think just me realizing that my ability plays at this level. Yeah. A lot of times when you're a young guy and you get called up to the big leagues, you think you have to do so much more than what you were doing at the AAA level, or for some guys the AA level. When in reality, you know, you just got to go out there and trust in your ability and let it come out and just compete. So I think, you know, going into next year, I know my ability plays at this level, and, you know, there's nothing more that I want to do than obviously play in playoff baseball and have a shot at winning a trophy.
Yeah, you know, you got a lot of fans listening, a lot of fans showing up to the ballpark cheering you on, a lot of people in your corner. I'm interested, before we let you go, and I really appreciate your time after this 6-2 Royals victory. Tell me your vantage point as Zach Greinke's walking off the mound to a pretty terrific ovation from some pretty smart baseball fans acknowledging that this could be the last time they see one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah, I was in the dugout yesterday talking to him about whether he's going to pitch next year or not. And, you know, he kind of gave me a gray answer, but I'm pushing for him to pitch again next year just because, you know, he's somebody I love as a teammate. I love being around him. He does have his own little quirks, but he's one of the smartest guys I've been around. And, you know, not just anybody has a 20-year-long major league career. So I think that speaks a lot about Zach Greinke.
No, no question about it. Drew, great job today. 2-for-3, a pair of bags and a run scored. Can't wait to see you out there down in Houston coming up on Friday night. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Royals win 6-2. Drew, one of three Royals with multiple hits. Nick Lofton, Bobby Witt Jr. as well. Bobby scores a pair of runs. Nelson Velasquez drives in the first three runs of the game with a bomb. If you heard Denny Matthews' call of Velasquez's three-run blast in the first inning, it is classic, Denny. Just Hall of Fame, dripping with Hall of Fame experience. Hey, phone lines are open for you. I'd love to get your thoughts on Angel Zerpo. We can talk about these 24-year-olds. We can look towards the offseason. And also, I had a chance to sit down with the Royals owner and CEO and general manager. Yeah, John Sherman, J.J. Piccolo. An exclusive interview that you'll hear in its entirety tomorrow on 610 Sports Radio. But a nice 25-minute conversation with the head honchos of your favorite baseball team. John Sherman, J.J. Piccolo. Make sure you stay dialed into your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio. We'll bring that your way tomorrow here on 610 Sports Radio. All right, quick timeout. We'll hear from Zach Greinke and get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with Emma Greed, available where you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Here it comes. He liked it, and there she goes. Deep left field. And God, he liked it a lot. Velasquez. And just that quickly, the Royals lead 3-2-0.
It was a great call. Denny saw it coming. 3-0 pitch from Lucas Giolito. You heard Matt Quatrero mention it moments ago. If you're ever going to get a fastball from, you know, the changeup slider expert Giolito, it's going to be 3-0. And Denny said if he likes it, he'll put a hack on it. And he liked it, and he sent it a long way. 420 feet. Nelson Velasquez's 12th home run. That's the most in franchise history through a player's first 31 games. Ryan O'Hearn used to hold the record, but it now belongs to Nelson Velasquez. 1-for-5 on the day, but a three-run home run in the first inning is all the Royals would need. They would go on to win 6-2. Shortly after that 420-foot blast, I got a text from Cody Tapp saying he thinks Nelson's going to hit 30 home runs next year. I don't know about that. That's little prisoner of the moment, in my opinion. But why not? I'm just glad that Cody's talking positive about our boys in blue. And how nice is it to have someone other than Salvador Perez, with all due respect to Bobby Witt Jr., Bobby's on a different level. But Royals fans, you know what I'm talking about. Three-run home run power. You know, what Earl Weaver was always talking about, just sit back and wait on that three-run blast. How many three-run homer guys have the Royals had in the last decade? You know, since Kendrys Morales left. Soler? Anyone else? No, guys that you could just sit back and you know they're swinging for the fences and you know they have the ability to put the ball over the wall. Now, Velasquez does... just that. Three-run blast. Royals go on to win 6-2. The phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to John in Overland Park. John, you're hitting leadoff this afternoon. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, thanks for letting me bat leadoff. Hey, I know we're talking about the 24-year-olds, and I think they're great. But I've got to start off today thinking about and talking about Zach. Because I think... for the little he pitched today, Zach did such a great job.
Yes, he did.
And I was at the game today, so it was the first game I saw in person this year. And I loved seeing him get a nice ovation at the end of the game, and for end of his game. So that was great. But I love Velasquez. I love Melendez has had a great second half, but the guy that jumped out to me seeing him live was Garcia, and I have yet to see him live, and he was fantastic.
Yeah, he's cool, isn't he?
It
all comes he works very hard, and I appreciate the phone call, John, but yeah, Michael Garcia makes a very difficult game look cool, smooth. He's a very smooth 23-year-old ball player. Yeah, big fan of Michael Garcia. Him and Bobby Witt Jr. were the first to, in my opinion, pass this evaluation season of 2023. You mentioned MJ Melendez's second half. MJ today 0-for-2, but with three walks. His OPS in the second half, it's now 57 games since the All-Star break. OPS of 845. Batting average of 277. Now, you got to feel good about MJ Melendez going into the offseason. 58 games since the Midsummer Classic, an OPS of 845. Yeah, MJ, I mentioned Drew Waters since the All-Star break, is now slightly above league average. 12 stolen bases, an OPS of 737. The other 24-year-old, Nick Lofton, has played in 13 big league games. He has six multi-hit games. And a batting average of 372. Yeah, to me, the 24-year-olds, those are the guys that, at least in my opinion, they can still change opinions. My opinion, maybe your opinion, other Royals fans that I talk to, it's tough to get many to agree on Melendez or Waters or Prado or Velasquez or Nick Lofton. You got fans over here, detractors over there. He's saying trade him. He's saying he's a core piece. To me, the final nine games of the season, that's what it's about. It's about those five 24-year-olds. But to your point about Zach Greinke, I'm not surprised. It was great awareness by the fan base, the 12,000 in attendance today to come to their feet as Greinke leaves in the fourth inning. Zach throws 3 2/3 innings of two-run baseball, five hits, five strikeouts, and no walks. Greinke now 28 punch-outs away from 3,000 in his Hall of Fame career. Is this it for Greinke? It certainly felt that way as he was walking off the mound. He acknowledged the fans. I can't remember the last time I've seen Zach Greinke do that. He waved to the fans that were coming to their feet for him. And then he waved to his wife and his kids in the first row. Greinke walks off the Kauffman Stadium mound. Seventh all time in this building's history, seventh in innings pitched, fifth in games started on the mound, and he has the fourth most strikeouts in Royals Kauffman Stadium history. Yeah, it was a nice moment, well-deserved for Zach, and a nice reflection of the smart baseball fans we have here in Kansas City. Speaking of Zach Greinke, let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Hear what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
Did you kind of wave back to them? Was that, did it mean anything more today that you got that?
Getting close to the end of the season, so it was cool.
How do you feel like the fans kind of supported you as you've come back here in these last 2 years?
No, they've always been great. That was a big reason why I wanted to come back, too. Hopefully we start winning the next couple of years, because the city was seemed different when I came back, when the team was doing good, how much energy was in the city just walking around. So hopefully we start playing good again.
How'd you feel today overall?
Really good. Yeah, it was one of the better games in a while. Felt good.
What led to the strikeouts, you know, against that team that doesn't strike out much?
Yeah, that was not expected. It seemed like a decent amount of them were on fastballs, so I might have tried doing it too much, because the last inning I gave up two hits on fastballs, so with two strikes. But so I was thinking maybe they're sitting off speed someone with two strikes.
I think you get maybe one more home start here. I don't know how the schedule
kind of
lines up.
I think it's playing that way, but I don't know for sure.
What would that
be? Something happened with my elbow that second inning. I think it's good, but it was kind of weird. So if that starts feeling good too, which I think it will.
What'd you feel?
I don't know. It was just not normal, but felt better after that inning.
What would that mean to you to get one more start to finish the season?
It'd be good. Hopefully do good and play good. That's probably more the key to it.
Have you considered your future after this season?
I don't know.
You talked a little bit about the 3,000 strikeouts. I mean, is that still on your mind as you finish this season up and thinking about the future?
No, I don't know.
All right, there you go. That is Zach Greinke following a 6-2 Royals win. Zach, have you thought about your future? I don't know. Royals are 51-102. We'll take a quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Witt hits on the ground through the right side, base hit into right field. Waters is in to score standing. Bobby Witt Jr. drives him in with an RBI single. And the Royals lead 4-2 in the bottom of the fourth.
Want to win 6-2. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 summers now, 610 Sports Radio. Bobby's RBI knock there in the fourth was followed later on by a two-out double in the eighth inning. Bobby Witt Jr.'s 49th multi-hit game of the season. That leads the team and is seventh most in Major League Baseball. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. From the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line and the 785. Vern, what a great day at Kauffman Stadium. I took my three-year-old to his first game ever. I grew up going to games to watch Zach Greinke pitch with my dad, and today I got to take my son to watch Greinke on what is likely his last start at the K. That is special. How can you not be romantic about baseball? Yeah, I got a little goosebumps reading that one. Love that. Thank you very much. Well, you heard Greinke just a moment ago in response to a question from Annie Rogers of MLB.com. He notes that it still lines up for him to pitch in that season-ending series against the New York Yankees. But he also mentioned his elbow was barking in the second inning, so as long as that feels hunky-dory, we might, hopefully, get one more look at the great Greinke at Kauffman Stadium. Thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We appreciate your support all season long. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride joins CDOT and Rob in studio. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio. I'll talk to you Friday at 6, Royals in Houston. Talk to you then.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Witt hits it on the ground, through the right side, base hit into right field. Waters is in to score standing. Bobby Witt Jr. drives him in with an RBI single. And the Royals lead 4-2 in the bottom of the fourth.
Want to win 6-2. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 summers now, 610 Sports Radio. Bobby's RBI knock there in the fourth was followed later on by a two-out double in the eighth inning. Bobby Witt Jr.'s 49th multi-hit game of the season. That leads the team and is seventh most in Major League Baseball. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. From the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line and the 785. Vern, what a great day at Kauffman Stadium. I took my three-year-old to his first game ever. I grew up going to games to watch Zach Greinke pitch with my dad, and today I got to take my son to watch Greinke on what is likely his last start at the K. That is special. How can you not be romantic about baseball? Yeah, I got a little goosebumps reading that one. Love that. Thank you very much. Well, you heard Greinke just a moment ago in response to a question from Annie Rogers of MLB.com. He notes that it still lines up for him to pitch in that season-ending series against the New York Yankees. But he also mentioned his elbow was barking in the second inning. So as long as that feels hunky-dory, we might, hopefully, get one more look at the great Greinke at Kauffman Stadium. Thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We appreciate your support all season long. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride joins CDOT and Rob in studio. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio. I'll talk to you Friday at 6, Royals in Houston. Talk to you then.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.